some states have started closing daycares while making exceptions for parents who are nurses, doctors, first responders, and other critical staff. Lori Turner is the communications officer with Beacon Health System. She says Beacon turned its health and fitness centers into free emergency childcare centers for its employees.
Everyone gets pretty creative when it comes to childcare. Working parents really do that. But we're making sure that they have this backup so we can serve the community.
Turner says many employees are helping watch one another's children if they have different shifts. They're also turning to family members for help. The YMCA of Michiana is also offering emergency child care for health professionals. Zechariah Hoyt is the executive director of youth programs for the local YMCA.
So we're just going to continue to work with different partners, try to pool resources, specifically personnel, to meet these needs.
Hoyt says having childcare backup for police, firefighters, and other essential staff during this outbreak is critical. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso, WVPE News.